Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of this wonderful, wonderful show, the Triple M's Dead Set Legends. I see there's a bit of a typo on my form here. It's got Greg Blewett, Biggles and Bernie Vince. Well, I don't see two of them in the studio, but I see the other bloke. Been a little bit hungover. He had his Christmas show there yesterday from the Sacker. Gregory Blewett, welcome, my friend.
Yeah, good morning.
Good to see you again, mate.
Good morning, Jazz. Welcome back, by the way. Of course, you've been back all week with Rush Hour, but welcome back to Dead Set Legends. We missed you, mate.
I don't think so.
What have you been doing?
Well, I've been painting. Very busy, boy. And working on myself. I earthed myself out there in the ocean.
Did you?
Oh, absolutely. For 2 weeks.
The fumes didn't get to you?
Look at my skin. I look like a beautiful dolphin.
He's glowing. You're glowing.
Welcome to you, Sean Craig Murphy.
And those eyes, they're so blue and deep.
Stop it. G'day, mate. Welcome.
Yeah, well, as you said, Christmas show yesterday, but I sort of fell
look
off the wagon
hair.
A little.
You're scruffy. You haven't had a shave. You walked out on Catherine this morning.
You haven't had a shave.
I don't need a shave, mate. I'm a rugged Australian.
A little stubble. A little bit of stubble.
How'd it go, the Christmas show?
It was good. Okay. But I fell off the way. I'm doing Dry July. But I just allowed myself a little, you know, I'm going to add a day on at the end of the month. But, yeah, we had Christmas in July for the Sacker.
Right.
So that was good. And then we went to the football last night, didn't we?
We were there with our good friends at CMI.
Yep. So a bit disappointing. Anyway, we've got to be pros.
Where do we start?
Because we're a bit flat. We're a little bit flat. But we've got to be professionals.
Yeah,
we've got a big show coming up. Of course, and we're going to hear from Rory Sloan in the second hour. So are we going to grill Rory or what are we...
I'll have to ask some questions.
Well, so we got Rory Sloan on. We got Big Dicko on, Charlie Dixon. Yeah. So they got a big game today. Richmond at the MCG. Richmond are all up and about. Yep. So that's a big game for Port. We got Roy Laird as well, the Central District's coach.
Love talking
to Laird. So we'll pick his brains about the SANFL.
Yeah.
So we've got plenty coming up. Jay Clark as well.
Okay.
Talk about things going on with the AFL. So big show coming up, Jazz.
All right. And we're going to preview last night's performance.
Well, you need to... you're gonna, grumpy. You're
off gonna, the long run.
I'm you're flat, preview you're grumpy. It.
What did I say?
You said preview it.
I'm going to review it.
Review it, yeah.
And preview it.
And preview it as well.
wish
you could preview it. God.
All right.
Charles, Bluey.
Yes.
Andrew Jarman, Greg Blewett. Are you Dead Set Legends this morning for CMI Toyota, South Australia's largest range of new and used Toyota in stock? Triple M. And Bluey this morning. Bluey is Greg Blewett. Charles, Andrew Jarman. They are your Dead Set Legends on Triple M for CMI Toyota.
Now, Charles, we were at the game last night. And, you know, Essendon taking on the Crows, we sort of built it up. We thought it was going to be a really good game, and it was fairly close for most of it. But just disappointing, isn't it? Friday night, the Crows are in the spotlight, and unfortunately, the second half, 10-3, wasn't it? Essendon kicked 10 goals.
Absolutely.
Crows kicked 3 goals. Mm. But I'm very flat with that result last night, because at the start of the season, I thought, and I, like a lot of other supporters, that the Crows were going to bounce back this season and be a top four side, but we're not top four. That's not at all clear.
No.
You seem angry.
Well, I'm annoyed.
This morning. You're annoyed?
Yeah,
emotional?
I am. Well, mate, that second half fade out, again, the questions are going to be why.
Mm.
Why does this happen? What happens in the change rooms at halftime? It was bloody embarrassing, to be honest with you. This is an undermanned Essendon football side whose record in Adelaide is appalling, right? But they ran us off our feet. Their ball use from half back was as good as I've seen.
That was
in
elite,
years.
Wasn't it? That was
they
elite.
Were too quick. The Crows were too top heavy. They lacked effort. There was boys playing selfish football, and the forward line led by the captain Tex Walker. He didn't lay a tackle. Jenkins didn't lay a tackle. Eddie Betts laid two. That's got to be his DNA.
Yeah.
You know. And then you got young Lachie Murphy, who's trying to make his way and cement his spot in the side. Laid one tackle. Lachie Murphy, your role is to lay 6 to 7 effective tackles inside forward 50.
Jars, how would they explain that, though, the Crows? Because that's modern football right there, isn't it?
But that's forward attitude. That's a lack of effort. That's not playing team. That's not playing your role. 49 team tackles on Friday night football. Mm. You lay more tackles in night games than you do in day games, all right? Essendon destroyed us with pure counter-attacking football. It was brilliant to watch, and they were efficient with it. Would that be fair? Mate, we're a poor tackling side. Too many missed tackles last night.
Yep.
Goal kicking, 15 behinds. Now, I say to Roo every time, you need to go and get a specialist skills coach down there. Teach them technique goal kicking. Oh, no, we don't. No, we don't. We don't need a skills coach. Well, yes, you do, Roo, because that's, again, 15 behinds. And what do they kick? What did Essendon kick last night? They kick beautifully, kick straight.
15 goals, 6.
There you go. 10 goals, 15. That hurts you, Blue.
Can I just throw something at you, Juz? So Essendon kicked 96 points last night, as I mentioned, 15 goals, 6. But 79 points of those were scored coming out of the Crows' forward half. And that's exactly what you're saying.
There you go.
They just cut us up when they got it too, didn't they?
Mentally, they just weren't switched on in the second half. So that's the question that Pikey's... And they asked him last night, what happens at halftime when they come out for the third quarter?
Yeah, and that's something we need to work on. Obviously, our consistency, our footy's good enough, but our consistency and our ability to do it for longer against good opposition is just not the level, which is why we sit where we sit. You know, we sit where we are on the ladder on the basis that we haven't been able to consistently do that against opposition, and we've got some work to do.
I said to you this morning when I came in that they sort of tease us, don't they, the Crows? Because as we're hearing from the coach, they're good enough is clearly good enough, but it's just they just fade in and out of the game.
That was an important result last night. That would have set them up for some real finals action.
Correct.
They're on the edge.
I'm worried about
30
Carlton
points
now,
up
next week.
Well, they've got to dissect what happened yesterday, last night. We're going to catch up with Rory Sloan. So this question's got to be asked. From the outside looking in, I think they look stale. Everything looks stale at the football club, from top to bottom.
What, there's nothing exciting happening?
Maybe it's just me seeing it differently, but it's a stale football side that plays out there. To me, Worsfold threw the boys around, threw his side around at halftime. You know, it was he actually out-coached Pikey last night, no question, but we were too top-heavy.
But when you...
Stengel should never have been dropped.
Yeah,
poor selection. You don't drop a small at all. We're too tall. And Essendon, they ran in waves. It was beautiful to watch. Essendon and Richmond are the two exciting sides in the competition. We're not exciting. So when we get 30 points up, we start playing chip the ball around, retain possession. And then we just bomb the ball inside forward 50 when there's about 15, 16 Essendon players.
Their speed hurt us last night, didn't it, Jars?
Oh. Cut the boys to threads. Yep. So there's some big questions that need to be asked going forward, and you're right. So 133.53 Crows fans, get on, vent.
Yeah, how are you feeling about last night?
Where does it go from here? That's another fade out in the second half.
Yep.
So
that's becoming a bit of a trend, isn't it? And a bit of a worry the second half.
So the questions are, why are the Crows fading out? Jars reckons they're stale. Do you agree with Jars?
I do, yeah.
Do you? Okay, and why do you think they're stale? And what about changes? Do you make wholesale changes or minor little tweaks? What do you think?
Yeah, but Pikey's not someone that will make big changes. He likes to back his boys in, and there's nothing wrong with that.
We're not asking Pikey, we're asking our family.
Yeah,
okay?
I know that, but I'm just answering your question.
And I'm answering yours.
Don't.
Lots of questions being answered.
All right, but we want you to ask the questions and you to give us the feedback right now. 133.53. He's fired up. He's walked out.
He's gone.
Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the Dead Set legend, South Australia's number one morning show on a Saturday between 8:30 and 11:30. Jars and Bluey, Greg Blewett. Triple A.
Adelaide Crows, what happened last night, Crows fans? 50-odd thousand, beautiful night for football, and they got torched in the second half. Let's go to the phone. Simon of Happy Valley. G'day, Simon.
How you going, Andrew? How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Your thoughts?
Well, I reckon that you're right. I reckon they're 100%. It's stale down there. And I reckon, 5 years ago, you look at Collingwood, they play all their young kids. They play all the young guys. And I reckon we've got players in the Bees like Himmelberg and lots of young kids that need games. And we should be looking ahead for 2020. I don't understand why Tex needs a holiday. I think he needs 4 weeks in the SANFL. And I think you've got to bring Jacobs back to full forward. And you've got to run him like they do with Mason Cox. Run him in the ruck with O'Brien, rest him at full forward. You've got to start making some changes everywhere, I think, because what they're doing at the moment is like Groundhog Day. Every week it's the same stuff. It was good to have Lynch back last night. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
They should not lose from 30 points up. And I reckon that, Jacobs would have to be good to go. I mean, he's got to be ready to come back.
He's got to come back. And Riley O'Brien's playing well, but Riley O'Brien's skill level at the moment is very average until he works on that. But you can't fault young O'Brien the way he competes in the ruck and around the ground. He's been a breath of fresh air. But Sam Jacobs is a genuine champion.
And I reckon you've got to play them both. There's room to put... You put both those big men resting at full forward. They are a huge unit to stop in that forward line. And I reckon... then you've got to just throw some things around. Young Himmelberg's got to come back. You know, Stengel's got to play. You've got those midfielders we've got. Young, we've got to get some games into these kids. Or else next year they're going to be the same thing.
Get some more ground speed. Good on you, mate. Well done, Simon.
Well done, Simon.
George of Paraka. G'day, George.
Morning, gents. How you going?
Yeah, not bad. Bit flat. Bit flat after last night. What about you?
Like I've said, I've been a Crow supporter since 1991, since I first came in. What I saw last night was not acceptable. They shouldn't have dropped Tyson Stengel. 3 goals and 20-odd possessions. Eddie Betts, I think, needs a rest, yes. Should have played Stengel last night. I think the Crows' game plan is too predictable. And that also goes for the Power as well. The other teams know exactly how to read, know exactly how to play the Crows. Obviously, yes, injecting some more speed into the midfield was good for the first half, but it's too easily read. Worsfold added Stringer and Anthony into the middle there, changed it up, and instant effect.
And they tagged Sloaney.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's just become too predictable. He hasn't got enough mungle about himself. He needs to get angry with those players. To me, when the camera focuses on Pikey, it's almost like he's trying to coach the team and do his job, but it's almost like he's counting unicorns in the air. There's no mungle about him. He's got to get angry with them.
Yeah, well, that's got to come from within, but that's not Pikey's DNA. He's a very measured coach. Good on you, George. Alex of Westbourne Park. G'day, mate.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah. Good, Alex.
Thoughts?
Hey, you're telling me that Charlie O'Brien's skill level is not up to AFL standard?
Riley O'Brien,
yeah.
Yes, correct.
You're kidding me. Some of the kicks he made yesterday...
Yeah, I was there. I was there, and a lot of them were just off his boot that went to, mate, he's got to work on his field kicking. He's running about 50% efficiency. No, don't get me wrong, he's going to be a good talent.
Yeah, but at least he breaks a line. That's the guys, you got the Crouch brothers that get 50 touches, 25 touches. They don't break lines, they're little chip passes. You can have a crack at Danger. Danger breaks a line. He might not hit a target, but at least he's got you over a half-forward flank into a forward pocket. Something's not right with Tex, and I tell you now, either next year Tex will either decide to step down as captain, or he'll be tapped.
Oh, don't know if he'll be tapped.
I think one way or another, they'll make a decision.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He won't be captain next year, but it's on the form that he's got this year and last year.
Yep.
There's no way he'll be in that leadership role next year.
All right, mate. Thanks, Alex. You hit a nerve with Riley O'Brien. Dan of Seaview Downs. G'day, Dan.
G'day, legends. How are you?
Good, Dan.
Well, I sort of agree with that last caller. I think Taylor Walker's attack on the ball in the third quarter reminded me of much of a primary school match. I reckon he's the softest player in the AFL.
Ooh. Yeah, but don't forget, he's playing, he's banged up the big Texan, and look... There's been a lot of criticism about
him. Someone in that can attack the ball.
Yeah, look, there is criticism regarding the way Tex does play, but he's not the softest player.
Tex and Eddie are hurting us right at the moment. You need your leaders.
Yeah.
To stand up at times.
The second half, the leaders
are missing. Tex and Eddie aren't going that well.
But Tex is not the softest player in the AFL. That's pretty harsh. You can't. That's pretty ruthless. G'day, Dave of Glenelg. G'day, Dave.
How are we, fellas?
Yeah, good, mate. What's your thoughts?
Mate, he might not be the softest, but he's the biggest clown, mate. Did they up from Glenelg and move to the Adelaide Oval, mate, with the Rio Circus last night? Like, fair dinkum, mate. This guy is a clown, right? And what he needs to do is give up his media commentary, right, every week or whatever, and all these jokes and all this and pulling gags on dits. He needs to concentrate on what feeds him and his family. Mm. That's what he needs to concentrate on.
That's his career, playing footy. Mm. Mm. Good on you, Dave. Let's go to... Are we going anymore?
Yeah, I just want to give away a prize. Greg Andrews is the Elton John Experience at Morpheville, July 27. Yeah. I want to give Dave those tickets if I can.
Okay, well, all right. Paddo of Williston. G'day, Paddo.
Hey,
congratulations, mate. You're a Bombers fan.
Yeah, look, what I saw last night, and I see it a lot because I watch Essendon a lot, but I see 3 or 4 Essendon players diving on that ball when it's on the ground.
Mm.
And I see another 3 or 4 waiting outside for it to come out. What I seen last night was Crows, one bloke go in, 3 or 4 stand outside waiting for it to go out. Mm. We had 3 or 4 blokes fighting on the ground for it,
they're fighting each other for it and getting out to a player outside. We had numbers around the ball all the time.
So you were hungry.
Dead right they were. They were actually, but they were fighting each other for the ball. We had one Crows bloke go, and you had two or three Essendon blokes flying on the ground all the time. And they had players outside waiting to come out. I don't think the Crows put enough effort in. And while we had the ball, you couldn't use it. We kicked better, you know, around goals. And admittedly, we had a few shockers. We had a few fumbles. But, gee, they got the job done.
Mm. We couldn't catch you, Dave, Paddo. We couldn't get near you when you had the ball.
Trading Paint DVD for you, Paddo. It's Car Racing Family Rivalry in Trading Paint. Starring John Travolta. It's just launched on DVD and digital Blu-ray.
We couldn't catch him.
No.
When they had the ball, they were gone. It was
faster than us. Faster.
Faster than Superman. Mm.
Faster than Charlie Dixon. Charlie Dixon's coming up soon.
Big Chuck.
Yep, overnight scoreboard on the way as well.
Destroyed at Hapless Crows in the second half, displaying fast attacking footy, and wow, wasn't it exciting to watch, Blue?
It was.
Mate,
we were
there
live. Well, if you're an Essendon supporter, it was.
Jeepers. An undermanned Bombers, they just played their hearts out and had a real crack. They were 30 points down in the middle of the second quarter. At home. At home, that's it. Game, set, match. Mm. But they got up by 21 points, 15-6 to 10 goals, 15. Too many behinds. That comes down to skill. That comes down to attitude. That comes down to routine. But this is Johnny Wurstfold about halftime.
At halftime, the boys felt as though we had better footy in us, and that was our focus. Just go out and play the style of footy we know we can play. We're just off. If we play our best footy, we'll... We'll match it with them or get on top.
How simple is that message?
Mm. Blue? They had
are you
better
listening or not?
Yes.
10 goals to 3 in the second half of footy. The Crows systems broke down. We're going to catch up with Rory Sloane after 10 o'clock. Bring back Sam Jacobs. I think some changes are on the cards. Crows, Riley O'Brien has signed the 2-year deal to stay at the Adelaide Club for 2021. So well done, young Riley. Port Adelaide take on Richmond today at the MCG. How will this team respond? Which Port Adelaide will turn up today at the G, the home of football?
Richmond are going well too, aren't they?
So we'll find
That'd
out the character
for Port.
Yep, about Port Adelaide today, because Richmond, as you said, very dangerous. Thoughts and prayers go out to a South Australian footy great, Mark Naylor, who was fighting brain cancer, Blue. Ripping fella, played state footy with him. He's a ripping fella in the footy community right behind you, mate. So our thoughts and prayers are with you. So keep fighting, my friend. Sandful games today. Norwood take on South Adelaide at the parade. The Roosters take on the Crows at Prospect Oval. So big Sam Jacobs and Stengel, get some form. You may get a tap next week and play Carlton, eh? And tomorrow, Sturt v West Adelaide at Peter Motley Oval. Eagles take on the Central Districts Footy Club.
Doggies.
You haven't even paid your membership yet, have you?
Yes, I have.
We've got Roy Laird coming up too. We're going to talk to Roy. He's one of my favourites.
Yep.
And the game of the round, gentlemen, Port Adelaide take on Glenelg at Albion Oval tomorrow. That'll be a ripping game, eh? Hey, you don't care, do you, about your sample, you blokes? You two just staring at me as if I'm a mirror.
I care about the Crows game this afternoon.
Oh, honestly. And that's about the scoreboard, chaps.
Well, that's it. Are you fair dinkum?
Yes, sir.
There is a golf major at the moment.
And can I just tell you with the bed, you've still got 1 minute, 44 seconds left. Normally you let the bed run out. What are you...
the golf, what's happening?
Yes, well, the Open Championship is on at the moment. Some call it the British Open, but it's the Open Championship. Okay. Let's get that straight. Yep. Tiger Woods missed the cut.
Oh, he's done.
Jason Day missed the cut.
Jace.
Adam Scott missed the cut.
Jay, Adam.
But... a good story. Young Cameron Smith, Queenslander, two shots off the pace. Eight under is the leading scorer, JB Holmes and Shane Lowry, both at 8 under. Cameron Smith, 6 under. So we're all going for Cam.
That's the scoreboard, chaps.
That is the scoreboard. If you're heading to the game, travel free on Game Changer Footy Express, bus, train and trams with your AFL ticket. Check out the website, adelaidemetro.com.au. That is a message from the government of South Australia.
But that was last night.
No, we're talking about the game generally, not specifically today, but if you head into, that's what we didn't say today.
Okay.
Were you listening? Right. Charlie Dixon coming up soon. Dead Set Legends, Triple M. Andrew Charm and Greg Blue, your Dead Set Legends this morning. Jars and Bluey for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer with Triple M.
Certainly are. Now, the Port Power taking on the Tigers today at the MCG. And joining us on the line now is Charlie Dixon. Good morning, Dicko.
Morning, guys.
Mr. Mick.
How are you shaping up? Big game today.
Yeah, massive game today. Nice weather here in Melbourne for once, which is good. So
good.
Looking forward to it.
And how exciting. MCG, our boys here in Adelaide really get on there and play, and knowing that the grand final's played there. So, geez, you must have a little bit of excitement happening through the body there, Big Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my last game here was last year against Carlton, so early last year, I think. And, yeah, I mean, you got to love playing at the home of football. And first time this year for me, so I'm super pumped to get out there and have a run around. It was good to get have the captain's run on there yesterday, which was good. And, yeah, so hopefully the weather holds out, which it looks like it'll do, and we can get the win.
Now, Charlie, you're an experienced player now, and you've been around lots of build-ups to games. What's the feeling amongst the group, you reckon, the boys up and about?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been a bit of a down week, obviously, but no, the boys are feeling good, and we know what we can produce, and we're hoping to go out there and put our football on show.
Chuck, what's the one thing the boys are going to focus on today? Is it fierce pressure? Is it tackling pressure? Is it take the game on?
I'm not sure. It's just probably our contest stuff and showing up. I think that's at the next contest. Taking the game on is a massive part of our game plan. Mm. So that's another one. But also, yeah, just making sure we're strong in the contest, I think.
And the Tigers, they're up and about. They got rocked by injuries, but they're starting to get a few players back now. So you're going to have to play well, Charlie.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're up and about, and they've shown that they're a solid team over the last few years. And, you know, like anyone on their day can beat anyone. And we've just got to be able to play our style of football, control the football, and be able to do it for four quarters and hopefully come away with the win.
Mr. Mick, what do you do before the game? Do you get up early, you get down there and big plate of brekkie? Do you go for a walk? Do you go have a massage? What do you get up to? Do you go walk around Melbourne?
I normally go to a cafe just up the road from the hotel, get a coffee and some food. And my parents are here this weekend, so I had breakfast with them this morning and then went for a bit of a walk and then just a bit of a meeting, and now we're just chilling out until we have to leave.
That's the part that you just got to wait, don't you, before you get out there. You just want to get dressed and go straight out there and play.
A lot of meetings too.
Mr. Mick, you don't like all the meetings, do you?
No, I think they keep them real short just for me because my attention span's real, real bad.
Did you see the Crows last night get done?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch any pool. I watched a Pokemon movie or something last night, I think, so. Yeah, I did see that this morning, though, in the paper.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. I mean, football's the league's very even this year. And like I said, anyone can beat anyone. It's the comp's in good shape. And it's, that's the way it is. One team's up one week, then next week they're not, you know. So that's the way it is.
Mr. Mick, who's looking after Otis, your dog, while you're away? Who's got him?
A lady around the corner named Ali. She takes him for walks during the week sometimes, and he loves it over there. They've got two dogs and a cat, so he's he loves it. I don't think he likes coming home, to be honest.
Hey, good luck today, mate. No doubt, very important for the footy club. So all the best, Chuck. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries. Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Ripping fella, Charlie Dixon there from the Port Adelaide Footy Club.
That'd be a good game, that, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, everyone knows they've got to respond. Mm. So could be a shootout. You just never know.
Hey, Charles, just for those who don't know, the DSL family that don't know, why do you refer to him as Mr. Mick?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the first time I've heard his nickname.
Yeah, but why? You know, I understand that.
Because that's what he's his teammates call him, Mr. Mick.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but why do they call him Mr. Mick?
I actually don't know.
isn't it from one of those movies, the racing movies?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He did explain it to us on Rush Hour, but I just love calling him Mr. Mick.
Yeah, no, I noticed that.
Yeah, but do you know who he is?
No, I don't.
Well, he's a billionaire.
Was
he? Yeah, he's a billionaire in America, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the Oracle. Third richest man in the world, I think.
Yeah, right. Oof. Well, see, 2000, this started. He's offered a 3-hour lunch,
right,
to sit down with him for 3 hours,
right.
And each year, this value goes through the roof. So, in year 2000, Anonymous paid $25,000 for a 3-hour lunch with Warren Buffett,
right.
Just a 3-hour lunch,
$25,000
to listen to the Oracle,
right.
2.6 million. Okay. So this year, so the bids each year go up, go up, go up. So 18,000 the next year, 2004 was 220. Anyway, 2019, right, this individual paid to have a 3-hour lunch with the great man, Warren Buffett, $4.5 million for 3 hours.
What?
for 3 hours.
$4.5 million
to sit down with him. How's that?
Yeah, what? How? Why?
No, well, because they want to sit down with him and just have a lunch and learn about the industry or the business and finance and how to make money.
Well, the guy who's paid $4.5 million clearly doesn't need much advice, does he?
There you go. Justin's son paid $4.5 million to sit down with Warren Buffett.
Right.
What about...
Well, it's obviously got... Does it go to charity? I'm tipping.
Well, I don't know. You have to ask Warren.
You were telling the story.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what about you? How much would it cost, say, for someone to sit down for you? No, with you for 3 hours.
For someone to sit down with me.
Greg Blewett. For 3 hours. How much do you think people would pay or be prepared to pay?
I'd do it for nothing, mate.
Bullshit.
Crickets.
Mate.
Crickets.
Don't. <Yeah. laughs> With me, how much?
Nah. Zip.
You do it for free.
In cricketing terms, duck.
Or maybe a little donation to a charity or something.
Just to sit down with you for 3 hours.
Mm.
We should try and do something like that with Greg Blewett. Have lunch with Greg Blewett.
You haven't really thought this through, have you?
Yeah, I have. No, because
can we do it out of, because I'm doing Dry July, so if I'm having 3 hours lunch, probably like a couple of beers. Or
you want to sit down with me for 3 hours?
Why don't we
you
both do it?
You need to be paying a bit more than $4.5 million.
Well, yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Dream on, Wonderboy. Dream on. Our legends this morning are Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett. You get them for free every Saturday morning. Rory Sloan coming up next hour. We're doing it for CMI Toyota on 104.7 Triple M. They've got South Australia's largest range of new and used Toyota in stock, and they've got your Dead Set Legends on a Saturday morning. Jars and Bluey, Greg Blewett, Andrew Charman on 104.7 Triple M.
At home with the legends. There's a little segment that we like to just delve into your family. How'd you go during the week with you and Catherine and the kiddies? Now, I just want to ask you a question. Yesterday, you were out all day yesterday, weren't you? Yeah, your Christmas, Sacker Christmas show.
Well, I had work in the morning.
Yeah.
So it was hard.
Okay.
Yeah,
was that
but I left in the...
Was that training, was it? Cricket training?
Work. Okay. Yes, cricket training.
The cricket training.
Yes.
Throwing a few balls down the nets and fielding a couple of balls. That's about it. Okay. All day yesterday. Then you're invited to the Triple M corporate box with our very good friends, CMI Toyota.
Yes.
Adam and the staff.
Yes.
And you were a little bit wobbly there when you rocked up.
No, I wasn't.
Well, hang on.
I paced myself beautifully. Yeah,
so what time did you get home?
I left with about 10 minutes to go.
So you just
so I got home.
You stormed out.
What time was that? 9:30? Right.
So as soon as the Crows started losing, you just walked out with the rest of the Crows fans.
Well, I had to get a cab,
okay.
So I sort of.
Okay. So this morning.
Wanted to get the front of the
queue. What are you wearing this morning?
My golf gear.
Right. How did that go with
Catherine? I don't normally dress like this.
How did that go with Catherine this morning?
I got a steely look.
It's all about you. Well, why don't you just give golf a miss today and spend time with your family?
Well, that's tomorrow, Sundays, family day. I'm home a lot more than a lot of...
Did you have the bag in your hand?
What bag?
Your golf bag.
That's permanently in the boot of my car. Now, talking of cars, I'd like to let our listeners know that incident that happened in the car park a couple of weeks ago with me and you. No.
Well, what happened?
Well, you asked for a lift to Gazer.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, and you said, because why? Because you wanted to have a couple of beers or something?
Yeah, I did.
But anyway, what happened? I'm waiting around. You said, where have you parked your car? And I said, I'm next to you.
Yeah.
So we go down there and you're farting around trying to get your whiteboard and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you've opened my car door.
It was like
the car door weighed 50 kilos the way you've tried to open it. Like you bang straight into the cement pylon.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've gone,
jammed it in
Bluey.
There.
It was if it was my fault. Mate, there's like, where do I send the bill? Because it's like, it's probably about $2,000 damage.
Well, why'd you park there?
Oh, it's my fault. It's my fault.
I thought you let that go.
No.
So you've been stewing that for 2 weeks.
No. Yeah, I have.
Well, I apologise, all right? And if there's any damage,
no,
I'll
you
just
sound
get some
very
whitener
sincere.
Out.
Very sincere.
Get some whitener out. Anyway.
All right.
Oh, God.
Sloaney's coming up soon. Rory Sloan on the way and Roy Laird as well. Hour two of the Dead Set Legends next.
Oh, good on you. Welcome back to the second hour of our great show, beautiful show. Two local lads here, born and bred in South Australia, just providing you with some real insight. And having a word or two about our respective football clubs. I was a bit fiery early, wasn't I, Gregory, about the Adelaide Crows and their performance last night. So if you've got any thoughts, 133353, don't be frightened to give us a call. But for me, looking out And looking in, stale.
Stale.
It looks stale to me. Needs a real, well, I don't know, just a real boost somewhere.
Real shake-up.
But second half was embarrassing by the Adelaide Footy Club. And we're going to catch up with their superstar, Rory Sloane. He can hold his head up.
You're going to ask Rory if they're stale?
Of course I am.
All right.
Yeah, I will. That's exactly right. Central District super coach, Roy Laird.
Yes, coming up.
Oh, what a
He's called it a day.
He has too.
Is it 17 years, Jars?
Yeah.
He's been
brilliant. Goes down as one of the greats of South Australian
legend,
footy.
Legend.
What else we got?
Well, you want to discuss my little Christmas show, don't you?
Yeah,
later on in the hour?
Yeah, the Sacker Christmas show. Ooh, yeah, I do
Christmas
actually,
in July.
Yep, okay.
A little bit unusual, but there is a reason behind it.
Beautiful. Mm. Done. All right.
Jay Clark coming up too.
Hey, so, is it true that Roy Laird pulled the plug because he never got his membership?
Oh, I've got my membership.
Where is it?
Have you really?
Yes.
Where is it?
100%.
Send a photo.
So I've got a scarf and I've got my little card.
Okay.
So yeah.
We'll take a photo and send it.
Yeah, it might have been a little too late. All right.
Especially after being a little bit hungover from last night.
I'm fine.
All right. All right. Oh, they're coming to Adelaide, aren't they?
You too? They are. Well done. You're really good at this rock stuff. Can you remember the date?
They're coming to Adelaide.
November 19. They're on the same night as another band. What was the other band?
Kiss.
That's it, yeah. Still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Hello, Bono. How you going, mate?
It's you too. It's Set Legends on Triple M. Greg Blewett, Andrew Drummond this morning for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Let's talk about our sample blue. We're very proud of our sample competition, and the super coach, Roy Laird, joins us from the Central Districts Footy Club. Roy, thanks for your time on a Saturday morning. Have you sold any houses this morning?
No, just on the way to doing one, Jars, hopefully. So, hopefully our luck's in today.
Oh, well done. Have you been selling a few up there?
Oh, things starting to pick up a little bit. Better weather about. There's a few buys around, so things are good out here.
Mate, Eagles tomorrow. Very important game. Boys were stiff last week, so have you seen your year so far? Young group. It's hard to recruit, but where do you think the boys need to just keep moving forward?
We've been really disappointed with our season. Last week was the first time we feel as though we played four genuine hard quarters.
Yeah.
I try to say to the boys, you've got to earn your luck and you've got to play that week in, week out to have things fall your way. We led late in the game. We lost our cool a bit. But again, you've got to get into those situations more often than not to learn the ins and outs and what to do at the right time. But no, their effort last week was excellent. We're looking to back that up this week.
Just your thoughts on the group in general, Roy. You've got a young team, but where do you think you've... probably get a few more wins on the board, I suppose, towards the end of the season. Eagles are going to be tough again tomorrow.
Oh, they will be. Obviously, they're playing for finals at this stage. Look, I think the outlook for the club over the next couple of years is exciting. There's probably half a dozen younger kids we think are really going to be really good senior footballers. Whether they get onto AFL level, some of them, they may do. But we think long-term some will play a lot of footy with us. But, of course, the competition, the gulf between reserves and league now is bigger than it's ever been, and for them to step up and expect to play good strong league footy in their first season either now or next year is probably debatable. So I think it's a couple of year process with some of them, and I think Jar's touched on recruiting's difficult, but we're going to try and improve that. That's one area we've been deficient in over the last few years.
Yep.
Roy, the sample, the landscape's changing by the hour. The AFL obviously had the mid-season draft, and now they're looking at the mid-season trade next year, and clubs are taking a big hit there. Do we need a reserves competition in the sample moving forward?
I think we do, because at the moment clubs are clamouring for any supporter base, any membership, and of course you lose another grade from your footy club being reserves. There's another set of parents, family members go with those players who will no longer play with our club. And, there's thoughts are, but you'll still be able to take them out of country to come back and play seniors. But often once they're gone, they forget about it pretty quick and they settle into a country environment. So certainly from our point of view, desperate to keep the reserves in play.
What needs changes for our competition? Obviously, we've got the two AFL clubs and there is talk at some stage there'll be a national resis comp, but what else can we do to just educate the next generation? Because honestly, mate, the last few nights I've been watching some old clips from the 80s in the sample and it's been sensational. Like,
brilliant, wasn't it? Brilliant days.
Honestly, yeah. Roy, I got my love back for footy again because I thought that's how the game should be played. What do we need to do?
Well, here's, in my opinion, some of the problems. Right at the moment, over the past 6 weeks, I've seen almost every club in the SNFL losing players from their club. And these are, I've seen a West Adelaide who had a premiership player leave. They won a premiership 3 years ago. He's left. Eagles have a player who's left. Sturt have had a premiership player. But also some depth players who have gone. Brock Castry played in a premiership for North last year, left. We've lost players this year. The profile and the excitement that goes with playing in this competition has diminished because we no longer get the crowds. Now, I'm a realist. We're never going to go back to those great days of 15,000 people. But 1,500 people at games isn't strong enough to hold blokes here and play, asking them to train three times a week for $100 a game and playing reserves footy. One of the other problems, we're a footy club, Jars, who holds functions, president's lunches, guest speaking role, speakers out at our club. One problem with it, no one comes anymore because the money isn't, there's not enough money spread around. All your money's chewed up in buying a pie, going through the gates and watching AFL games, paying Foxtel to get your AFL games, to pay what I think are overpaid players at AFL. I don't know what the thought is in general, but I know there's a lot of people think they get too much money, they get well paid, but unfortunately, second tiers are getting smashed.
We'll see.
I know what people think of my views are. Roy, you're an SNFL. You've never had anything to do with AFL. But go and speak to a Nathan Grimer, a Jacob Surgeon, a Mark Williams, a Gary Ayres, an Andy Collins who are in the VFL in second tier comps, and ask them about their views with the struggles that second tier competitions have. And the lack of support and the utter contempt that AFL clubs and the brand has for second-tier comps. It's garbage. We're sick of it.
Mate, beautifully said. Beautifully said. And, mate, I know you don't want to touch on it, but congratulations on a wonderful coaching career. You're going to be sorely missed in our competition. And we'll speak soon, mate, for a coffee.
Good luck, fellas. Thanks for that.
Good luck. Roy Laird there. How passionate is that? Mate, there's a big hole when he leaves. Wow.
Going to preview the Power game next. With Dead Set Legends, Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett for CMI Toyota on Triple M. CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. Give you the Dead Set Legends every Saturday from 9 to 11.30. Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett on 104.7 Triple M.
Now, Jars, let's talk Port Adelaide's game today against Richmond because they need the 4 points, don't they, Port, to stay within grasp of the top eight.
But, Blue, they need the respect to get the respect back in the competition.
Well, they do. To be honest with you. They do. Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. So they lost last week. That was disappointing last week to the Lions. We know that. I'm sure they've moved on. But your thoughts, are they going to happen? Richmond, they're getting Richmond at a bad time, aren't they? And sometimes
spot on.
It's all about timing. And they've got Richmond when they're just starting to come back into some decent form. And it's at the MCG.
But no one knows. I don't think Port Adelaide fans will know who'll turn up today. You know, Charlie Dixon, we spoke to earlier, said that, there's going to be a big focus on contested footy and pressure and stay at it. But it's 2 hours of footy. You know, you don't know what you're going to get with Porto because that's been their DNA this year, hasn't it? Some good changes, some good ins. Broadbent comes in, can use the footy. Dan Houston was sorely missed last week. He goes back into the midfield. I like that. I think he's a real talent there. And young Dersmer shouldn't have got dropped in the first place.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
You know, the youth don't ever let you down. And these three boys are very talented young men. But Port Adelaide, well, we got to work out who they are because you know what? They could win today and then the following week we don't know what we're going to get. But Kenny Hinckley spoke about the win-loss situation.
Oh, absolutely, I do. I read a lot into it, and it's as good as the good is, the disappointment of the bad is one we live with, and you know that's why it's so important for us to give ourselves the best opportunity tomorrow to play the game we need to play. You know, we need to get back to the opportunity to represent ourselves well, consistently, not inconsistently.
The game we need to play. Well, what is that?
Good, hard, contested footy.
Yeah, but they're not getting it. There's just 1 week off, 1 week on.
Well, it should be one way or another with the result.
What
today,
is the game we need to play? That's the question.
Well,
Port
have been a lot more attacking, haven't they? And they said that right at the start of the season that they want to play a good attacking brand of footy. So sometimes and a few times this year that's let them down, I suppose, when it comes back the other way. But what about their coaching setup? Jars, because Michael Voss has had an interview with Carlton during the week, and Koshy apparently wasn't too happy about it.
No, the chairman was very annoyed, and this is what he said on Sunrise the other morning.
People go for better jobs, that's great, but do it at the end of the season. Focus on the job at hand. We're paying you at the moment. Do your job. Mm. Yes, show your interest.
Oh,
but
there's a warning.
Get a focus.
Well, I thought it was only rugby league that people just sort of seemed to switch around in the middle of the season.
But not switch you around in the middle of the season. Well,
so you,
only
so
be
so you think.
No, I know.
Be a warning to you, bossy. All right.
Get back to work.
We've got a game to focus on tomorrow.
Can I just say, that's the first time I've heard that. Mm. He is so far off the mark there, David Koch.
Yep.
Vossi obviously he's had his go at Brisbane, but we all know that he wants to be a head coach again. And from all reports, he'll make an excellent head coach. But what's he meant to do?
Well,
if Carlton is starting
Koshy wants him to wait till the end of the year because they're paying him.
Carlton are trying to sort out who their coach is going to be now.
Exactly. But Koshy doesn't understand, mate. He doesn't understand. He should be ringing up Vossi and apologise for those comments. And actually, Koshy, just zip it.
That's right, mate.
Don't share that. You know, make the phone call to Vossi on, you know, or to Kenny. But anyway, this is Kenny's return serve to David Koshy's comments.
The industry finds it difficult and challenging to do things any differently than it currently does. I've been a part of that. I've been involved with that. I understand that. So from there, I now want to focus on and get the job done against Richmond. Every person that works for us is totally focused on their job at Port Adelaide.
There you go. Good support.
Perfect. Well done.
And Kenny Hinkley has put out a bit of a reach out to Alan Richardson, who obviously got sacked during the week. So, I think Port Adelaide will look at his services as a senior assistant, which will be good because Alan Richardson did a great job at Port Adelaide before he got the senior job. But, coaches have to go and get interviewed.
Of course they do.
Because there's three jobs available. There could be four by the end
That's
of the
right.
year. And you've got to try and shore up your coaching team for next year.
Sloaney coming up soon. Rory Sloan on the way to debrief from last night's game. And we've got the overnight scoreboard right after this.
Oh, the Essendon Football Club destroyed the hapless Crows in that second half, displaying some wonderful, fast-attacking football from half-back. Jeez, it was good to watch, wasn't it? We were there.
10 goals to 3 in the second half. Yeah.
21 points and 15-6 to 10 goals, 15. So there's an issue there, right? Behinds. So that's goal-kicking, all right? Also, tackling.
Mm.
Poor tackling side, the Adelaide Crows. Too many missed tackles last night. Anyway, so they've got some work to do because that second half fade out is happening too much. So we're going to chat to Rory Sloan very shortly. Bring back Sam Jacobs. Make some changes. Need some changes. Honestly, personnel, we've got to quicken the thing up. Congratulations to Riley O'Brien. Signed a 2-year deal to stay at the club.
Yep.
So he played well last night, but I think he's going to keep working on his ball skills. Anyway, that's just my opinion. Port Adelaide take on Richmond, MCG. Triple M will be rocking football today. So we spoke to Charlie Dixon. He's up and about, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mr. Mick.
Well,
Mr.
And he says it's a nice day over there in Melbourne. So good marking day for Big Charlie.
All right. So good luck there. Thoughts and prayers go out to South Australian footy great Mark Naley, South Adelaide champion, Carlton state champion, fighting brain cancer, Blue. Mm. Ripping fella. And our thoughts and prayers go out to you. Niles, he was a great mentor for me in state footy, so all the best, mate. Well done. Sample games today. North Adelaide, Norwood take on South Adelaide at the parade, so the Roosters take on the Crows at Prospect Oval. That'd be a good little hit out.
You reckon?
Well, North have been very competitive, but the Crows are stacked up, so good luck there. Sturt take on West Adelaide at Peter Motley Oval tomorrow, so we've got tomorrow, three games. Eagles take on Centrals. Wasn't Roy Laird a wonderful chat? Isn't he?
He's a legend.
Mate, he's the godfather.
Legend.
He's the godfather of Sandford football, but we're going to lose him.
Mm.
Big blow. And Port Adelaide, game of the round tomorrow, Blue.
Is it?
Port v Glenelg at Albion Oval.
Bays
1v3.
Yep.
That'd be a good game. So there you go. Go and support our boys in Sandford and also go and support your local footy clubs today. Gazer v Only Jets at Gazer today.
Come on, Gazer.
Oh, we're sitting bottom, so geez, I might be in that little pecking order of coaches removed. Anyway, at 12:07, I've just got off the press.
Late mail.
12:07 today, family. Audrey Murphy-Young is racing in the final of the girls under 13's 100-metre breaststroke for the short course state swimming championships. Godspeed. Written by her father, Sean Craig Murphy, Adelaide radio icon.
Oh,
so all the best, Audrey.
Well done, Audrey.
All right, well, so swim fast.
Yep, go get them.
You go, girl. That's okay, the scoreboard, yeah. Chaps.
Get a PB. Hey, if you're heading to the game, travel free on the Game Changer Footy Express bus, train and trams with your AFL ticket. Thanks for that, Charles. Visit adelaidemetro.com.au. A message from the government of South Australia. What's wrong?
Your jacket looks a bit different today. That's not... Yeah.
Smart, isn't it?
It looks good.
Yeah, Rory Sloane, by the way, is coming up next. CMI Toyota has South Australia's largest range of new and used Toyota in stock. And they've got ownership dibs on Jars and Bluey as well. Jars, Andrew Jarman, Bluey, Greg Blewett, to Dead Set Legends this morning on 104.7 Triple M.
Last night, unfortunately, the Crows went down to the Bombers and Rory Sloane was obviously one of the players out there and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Rory.
Morning, you two.
We're all a bit disappointed, mate. Friday night and the Bombers were good, but we weren't that good, especially the second half.
Yeah, I suppose, as you said, the second half was pretty poor. I mean, it was dead even, or very even, with about 10 minutes to go. And then to give up those four late goals was it was not acceptable, really, especially with what's riding on this season.
Mm. Slaney, what the bloody hell happens at halftime? Like, the first half, the Crows get in a very good position to win games. And then after you come out of the halftime break, it just the switch is turned off. Everyone stops bloody working hard. There's no pressure. There's no tackling pressure. It's just selfish football.
Yeah, and that's something we're trying to rectify at the moment because we're thinking the same thing, mate. Don't know why it's happened the last, the three of the last four games where we've played some really good footy in the first half and then just really let good leads slip and not been in the fight in the second half, which is, again, it's not how we want to play. And you hit the nail on the head. For me, it comes back down to our pressure on the ball because we certainly won enough of it last night, but our pressure on the ball afterwards was, I'd say, pretty poor.
It's obviously very raw still because, it's still early in the morning, the game last night. What was the feeling like in the rooms? You know, how the boys, obviously pretty flat, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely flat. I mean, we know when we play our best footy, and like especially like that first half, we know we can play some really solid footy and match it and really put it to teams. But when we don't get that pressure on the footy, it just costs us. And you saw the amount of goals that came out of probably our forward half last night was a big number, and that comes down to our pressure and our ability to work in defence, I think.
Well, the forward line, they've got to take a lot of responsibility for last night's loss. 49 tackles as a team tackles compared to 66. But Walker, no tackles. Jenkins, no tackles. Betts, two. Murphy, one. Lynch, two. Now, as you know, the game's played in your half. And if these boys aren't going to tackle and get at them and try and create turnovers, you've got no hope. And they just slice you straight down the middle once you turn it over in your forward 50. That's got to be addressed. Poor tackling side there, Rory.
Yeah, that was as poor as we tackled. I think we missed as many tackles as I think we ever have. And that's not just the forwards, mate. That's midfielders, it's defenders as well. And we rely on getting pressure in our forward half, and that means our mids got to press in and apply that pressure as well.
Well, just on that, I don't know whether you're aware of this, Sloaney. 79 points out of Essendon's 96 points last night was scored coming out of our forward half.
That's a disgrace.
Yeah, I know. I'm very aware of that. That was sort of, that's how it definitely felt last night, is we certainly got the ball in there enough, and then it just came out far too easy. And as I said, like, that's on mids and forwards to make sure they're locking it in, because the ease in which it came out just puts our defenders under the pump.
Mate, I might hit a nerve here, but is this football club becoming stale? Is this footy team becoming stale? The whole football club becoming stale? Am I misreading this, Rory? Am I too emotional this morning?
I don't get what you mean by stale.
Well, just stale. It's just plodding along. It's just doing the same things. There's nothing fresh about it. We're too top heavy. We've got selection. I know it's not your decision, but they got that wrong. Stengel should have played last night. We're too top heavy. It was a bloody Friday night game. Are we stale, or is it just me just overthinking it?
No, you might be overthinking it. I think. I mean, we certainly brought in a lot of new faces throughout this year, and our side has changed from week to week a little bit as well. So, no, definitely not stale. We are mixing it up. You've seen a couple of guys perform really well in the midfield. I mean, Brody Smith had a really solid game playing through the mid and forward last night. So we're getting a look at some guys who carry a bit of different leg speed and give us a different look to the midfield, like Wayne Miller and Sue. and Rory Atkins, who are all playing good footy for us through there.
Sloaney, where to now as the group? Because obviously he's going to cop a fair bit of criticism this week from around the country for his performance last night against an undermanned Essendon Footy Club. Carlton next week. They've got, yeah, that won't be easy. So what are the boys focused on now in the next 6-7 days?
Well, honestly, mate, it's honestly, we're going to have to review it and just probably look at exactly that, as you spoke about before, why we got scored against out of our front half so easily. Definitely want to look at that as, like, from a personal point of view. Yep. I want to see what's going on there. And then, mate, as always, you've got to move on at some stage and get ready for the next week because, we're still sitting 9-8 and we're still really good chance to play finals, but the way we do it is we've got to win games of footy, and losing ones like last night absolutely hurt, but we've got five more that we're going to have to perform in.
Yeah, we're all hurting, Rory. We appreciate your time, mate. Tough luck last night, but as you said, mate, we need the club to pick themselves up and get some points against Carlton next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
See you, champ.
There you go, Rory Sloane.
Oh, he can hold his head high and getting tagged as well.
Well, we know what Rory's all about. He gives it all, doesn't he? Every time,
my friend. Yep. Basically, that's it. But anyway, they've got to regroup, but that's right. There's just...
Charles and Bluey, Andrew Charm and Greg Blewett, your Dead Set Legends this morning for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer here at Triple M.
Just want to talk some cricket. Obviously, the Ashes is coming up very shortly.
Ooh.
Right, the World Cup.
I haven't
spoken to you about the World Cup, our performance in the World Cup.
Yes.
Stoinis, the big show, Maxwell.
Disappointing.
Well,
went missing, didn't they, as the
tournament
went on?
Will there be a clean-out going forward for the one-day side?
There'll be a little clean-out, definitely.
Okay.
Because it all goes in a cycle, doesn't it? A four-year cycle.
Why'd they get it wrong?
Who got it wrong?
Well, the selectors. What'd you play Hanscom for?
Because they had injuries. Usman Khawaja went out. Hanscom was unlucky to be in the squad in the first place. Mm. So, because you can only have a squad of 15. He played very well leading up to it and was left out. And then when they had the injury to Usman Khawaja, he came in. Okay. So,
okay.
But he looked all at sea, didn't he? He looked like he was going to get out every ball. Yeah. But that's basically the crux of it was Stoinis and Maxwell in the middle order let us down.
Yep.
Definitely.
Okay.
No doubt about
it. Now the Ashes. Just quickly, Ashes. I'm not going to talk too much because we'll talk a bit
more in
depth. Okay.
I can't wait for the Ashes.
Right. Were you surprised? Now the New Zealand, England World Cup final.
Mm.
Have you seen anything like it in your life?
No. I was disappointed with the way it ended. Have another over, Jars.
So
just have another over.
What about your ridiculous rule?
Yeah, boundaries. Well, the most boundaries won the game.
So New Zealand were beaten by the rules, not by England. Would that be fair to say?
Well, it was a tie, wasn't it? They scored the same amount of runs after 50 overs.
Did the rules defeat New Zealand, not England?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they did. So what I can't work out was the amount of boundaries. They went back to the amount of boundaries that were scored during the game, but they didn't include sixes.
They didn't?
They didn't.
Mm. What
so it was only
change?
On fours.
What would you change?
Play another over.
Okay.
Until there
another
is a result.
Over.
Another super over.
Okay.
And the other thing I would change as well would be to have a toss before the super over to determine who bats first. Because what happened? England finished batting.
Yep.
Stokes was 86 not out or whatever he was.
Yep.
And then turned around and walked straight back out while he's going well.
Yes. Have a toss.
Have a toss.
Nice.
Takes, 5 seconds?
Okay. Yep. Yeah, good. Mm. And just quickly to wrap this up. Now, why would you have a Christmas show in July?
Because we work in a cricket environment.
Right.
And Christmas time is very busy.
How many attended the function yesterday?
I reckon there would have been over 100.
Okay. Did you have Christmas presents and a sing-along?
Yes.
Did you dress
Chris
up?
Chris Kringle.
Yeah, okay. Who do you get one from?
I got one from Shannon Tubb.
Gave
me like a tennis wraps that you put on.
And we
put them on our little, wangers.
What did you get someone? What was your gift?
A chocolate. Box of chocolate.
That's it?
Box of chocolate.
Jeez.
Well, there was a price limit on it. There was a $10 price limit.
Okay.
Yeah, but you never stick to no one ever sticks to that.
Exactly. Who was three? Who was best?
Well, that was the thing. My gift was $9.
Okay.
So I wanted the dollar coin as well.
So you're a little bit tickety at the footy last
night. Excuse me?
You were a little bit...
No.
Yes, you were.
I was fine.
And you smell of spirits too.
I don't drink spirits.
Well, you stank of spirit or something.
You're just making up.
No, I'm serious. I was worried about you last night. I didn't think you'd come in this morning. Yeah, you're a little bit fired up last night. You grabbed me in a headlock and you didn't realise.
I put my arm around you.
No, you didn't. You nearly choked me.
I put my arm around you. I said, mate, how you going? How's because obviously gays are not having a great year. I was giving you a bit of love, mate. Sorry.
He's learnt well, hasn't he? The way he just turns it around and puts it back on you. What a masterstroke. Hey, we got some really great reaction to something we put on Twitter a little while ago. Jars, you were fired up. You were saying the Crows are stale. Yeah. Your quote, Crows are stale, need a mass clean out. Mm. Question we put onto Twitter was basically, if you could get rid of a couple of Crows players and you could be fired up like Jars and irrational like Jars, what would you do?
I'll just read a couple out. They have gone berserk. Tommy Bond, need a new coach and a big clean out. Pike out. Crazy, let's not rule out asking for a priority pick and relocating to Tassie. Maddie Halligan, need to give the youth a chance. Clear out some of the senior older players. There's a couple of their responses there. What have you got?
Bozza reckons Mackay, Atkins, Hardigan, Douglas, Greenwood, Tex, Otten, Pike, Hart, Campo, Burton, Chapman, Godden. Maybe.
What?
He's just put the names down, gone. So maybe they're gone. That's the clean out. That's a fair dinkum clean out.
What else you got? Yeah.
Jeez.
That's a Jars-like clean out, isn't it?
That's very passionate. Mm. That's a Malcolm Blight clean out.
It is, yeah.
What needs to happen is, this is from Chris Stewart, what needs to happen is this club needs to stop acting like a business and go back to being a football club, striving for success on the pitch, not off it.
Well, it's a $60 million business,
but that's the general
crux.
It's a
$60 million. It is a business, and we've got to live with that, but that's not the issue.
Mm. So when you say stale, you're talking from the top or just the whole lot?
Top
but
the
everything
bottom.
Comes
top
from
the
top.
Bottom, I said.
Everything comes from
everything.
The top.
Everything, top to bottom. It's just feels to me, maybe it's probably just me, a little bit, you know, a bit anxious, but, you know, we're a proud football club, but you can't dish up that type of performance because it's not a top four, so let's not even go there.
No, we're not top four.
If you look at next week, Carlton.
I'm worried now.
Well, everyone's going to be worried. You're looking at between sixth and ninth, the Adelaide Crows, by the end of their home and away, to be honest with you. So, anyway, all they can do is just try and finish off, win two more games. They've got to listen, win two or three.
I've got to win at least three, possibly four.
We're sitting at 9 wins at the moment.
Yeah.
So 12 wins gets you in a final, and then you just wait from there.
No, we're sitting on 8 wins, aren't we?
I was at 8 wins.
I've got a decent bottle of red wine riding on this season between Essendon. Who will finish higher, Essendon or the Crows with Callum Ferguson? So that hurt me last night.
Ferguson, he's too. That's going to hurt you. So he sent text you last night?
Yeah. He must have watched it. He's in the UK.
He's still half hungover.
No, Crows are on 9 games, so they've got
three. 9 wins.
Yeah, and no, I'm just backing you up, all right?
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Sorry, Adelaide.
Jay Clark coming up soon on the Deadset Legends.
Yeah, thanks for joining us for this last half hour. We're up until 11:30. We've got plenty of things still to happen there. Young Gregory Blewett, my good mate, South Australian's cricket finest.
Jay Clark coming up.
Rochua.
He's always good, isn't he?
He's got some
mail on Mitch McGovern, who's not in the good books at the moment at Carlton.
No.
Bit of Collingwood salary cap stuff.
Yeah, and he was always going to talk about the Adelaide Crows and Carlton, about the pick swap.
Mm.
He's got some intel on that, so stick around for that.
what about this?
Q&A?
Yeah, I've got some for you. No, you didn't, because you didn't prepare.
I thought Bernie was on.
So don't lie to the family.
I thought Bernie was on, but
now
I've got
some. You asked Sean Craig Murphy to do the questions for you.
No,
that's a lack of discipline.
I've got some now.
It's what happens when you go out all day and get on the terps and get home at 7 in the morning. Jars' Jam's back.
All right,
this is a beauty. This is for the family. You're on your way to your sports. Just turn her up. Boys going to the country footy. Turn it up.
It was Bluey's Beats last week.
Hey! That sounds like jail talk to me. A, C, D.
Yeah!
Jam it!
Turn it up.
Triple M, Deadset Legends. Saturday Rub, JB, BT and the gang. Not after these legends, though. In fact, these legends are your Deadset Legends. Andrew Jarman. Dramatic pause there. And Craig Blewett for CMI Toyota.
While I've been away, have you, Biggles and Bernie, been doing this segment, Q&A?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, good.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we thought we'd get in trouble. We thought Absolutely. It was your well, it little is. Segment.
Well, so that's our segment.
We were scared of you.
Righto, I'll start off.
Now we are.
Okay, so just quick fire questions for quick fire answers.
And I've got questions coming back.
Yeah, but you didn't write the questions.
I did.
Which ghost would be the funniest to hang out with?
Which ghost?
Would be the funniest to hang out
Casper.
With? Casper. Yeah, thought you'd say that. That's the only one you know.
Right, is there... Now, if anyone's seen the paper today, page 13, you're in there wearing a wig. So what? The question I want to ask, is there anything that you won't do for money?
It's not a paid gig.
Just
it's rubbish. To help out small business paid wig in South or paid Australia. Gig? It's a wonderful concept. It's,
you're not. There's no little no, contra deal.
No,
no.
It's to help out anyone that wants to get their hair done.
Right.
And okay. It's a lovely establishment.
Right. Can you just describe the wig though that you're wearing?
Well, it was a wig to see what I'd style. Look like, and because I've got a strong jawline, which is what the magic mirror told me.
Yep.
I could.
Who do you look like?
Well, I thought I looked like a bit like Nicolas Cage in Con Air.
Oh yeah.
I reckon Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction.
You know, you won't have a contract here next year, too. By the way, were New Zealand
long term?
Were New Zealand beaten by the rules, not by the
You've
England
asked
cricket
me
side?
That. Yeah, the rules. Yeah, the rules.
Okay,
you're doubling up.
Will Lyons?
No,
coach...
My question. Thank you. Will you be coaching Gazer next year?
That decision hasn't been made at the moment, so I need to sit down with our executive club.
What bullshit! Can...
What? Did you go to Triple M management to ask for your own cricket show on a Saturday morning to replace Dead Set Legends?
No,
did you and your
no.
management eyeball our
no.
management
no.
To backdoor this
segment? Not that
this
I know of.
Segment.
Not that I know of. Show. I'm not sure about my
right.
management.
So you didn't go
I,
and ask
no,
about a cricket
no,
show?
No, I can confirm no, well. That. Now, do you think your marriage is in trouble if your wife doesn't agree to have a bath with you anymore?
Hang on. Now, my lovely Maz, been together for 30 years, love my
right,
wife.
Right.
Right. She was in the bath.
Doesn't.
Hang right. out, she was in the bath, and I just thought I'd.
Just ease in there?
Well, love, room for one more.
Oh.
No.
Hope the level was low, because.
No, well, I didn't get a chance to get in there.
Right.
And I was, well, she no, I
didn't
I
want
didn't
to flood the bathroom.
No, well, hang on.
But there's you haven't a, answered the question yet. You just.
No, the marriage is not in trouble.
Right, okay.
But the locks will be changed. Port Adelaide players, are they mentally fragile, arrogant, or just not good enough?
Maybe fragile. I'll go with fragile. Oh, then. Did you watch highlights of yourself during the week playing football?
Hang on. I went back to see what the game looked like back in the 80s.
So that's a yes.
It was.
Right, okay.
Cool. All right, one more question.
Is David Koch good for Port Adelaide?
Yes, I do believe so.
You're
yes.
a liar.
All right, I reckon you could. Right. Can you go one more?
Yeah, I have. If you were 25 years old today, would you make the starting 18 at the Crows?
Oh, I'd be captain. Hey! Hey!
BNF. Brownlow, leading goal kicker.
Don't go there.
Yeah, okay. We're going to wrap up this bad boy right after this. Thanks to CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Who gave you the questions?
Dead Set Legends. He wrote them himself, okay? On Triple M. JB, BT, next with a Saturday rub on Triple M right after the rush hour with Jars and Louis this morning for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
21 degrees today, but it's going to be very, very windy about 3 o'clock.
Bit of a northerly?
Yes. We're talking about 29 kilometres an hour. You golfing today?
Yes, golfing today. Not feeling it today, Jars, to be honest. But
yeah, you're not anyway, in the groove, are you?
I'm not. Mm. I might be dangerous, though. I haven't got high expectations.
Who are you playing with today?
Frank, Jane, and Emily.
Oh, mixed.
Yeah, bit of a mixed group.
That's good.
So,
well done.
Looking forward to it. Good luck today, mate, with Gazer.
Thank
too.
You, mate.
You're playing as well?
Yeah, having a kick.
Full forward.
We're short.
Play the locket style.
Can I just quickly, two women have been charged over the Crows game last night. Two charged over because of a slap.
Ooh.
So the violence is still there. Ooh. Ugly incident after the game. So two women have been charged in the Crows Essendon game last night.
Oh,
good luck.
That's not good.
No, not at all. And have a good weekend. Thank you, Sean.
Welcome back.
Hey, before you go, quickly, your tip for tonight?
I'm going for
this afternoon, Paul?
Richmond.
Richmond?
Yeah.
Okay. Blue.
Tigers.
Tigers as well. Okay. And of course, Triple M Rocks footy in just a few moments. Stand by.
Bye.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.